sweet Molly, are you ready? Let me see. This is Cousin Molly Wilcox from Jacksonville.
I'm going to sing the Four Marys.
All right.
Mary, Queen of Scots, was born in 1542. And she died about 1587, beheaded by Queen Elizabeth. And this song is really old, and it's a legend about the Four Marys who were ladies in waiting to marry Queen of Scots. This particular Mary was hanged because in some way she became involved, so the legend goes, with one of Mary, Queen of Scots' gentleman friends. One of the stanzas says, "Would I could die in my own kirkyard, 'neath the old yew tree, where we thread the rowans, where we thread the rows, and pull the gowans, my brothers and sisters and me." Sometimes it's done in the Scotch dialect. Last night there were four Marys, this night there'll be but three. There's Mary Beaton and Mary Beaton and Mary Carpenter and me. Oh, little did my mother think when first she prayed on me that I should die so far from home or hang on the gallows tree. Last night there were four Marys, this night there'll be but three. There's Mary Beaton and Mary Seaton and Mary Carmichael and me. Would I could die in my own kirkyard, 'neath the old yew tree.
It deals with the second coming of Christ and the conversation between the Lord God Almighty himself and a sinner man.
Oh, sinner man, where are you gonna run to? Oh, sinner man, where are you gonna run to? Oh, sinner man, where are you gonna run to? Won't you hide me all on that day? The Lord said, "Sinner man, the rock will be a fall." And the Lord said, "Sinner man, the rock will be a fall." The Lord said, "Sinner man, the rock will be a fall." All on that day. Well, I run to the sea, Steve. Won't you hide me? Run to the sea, Steve. Won't you hide me? Run to the sea. Won't you hide me all on that day? Well, the Lord said, "Sinner man, the sea will be a boiling." The Lord said, "Sinner man, the sea will be a boiling." The Lord said, "Sinner man, the sea will be a boiling all on that day." All on that day. Well, I run to the rock. A rock will be a ball and I run to the sea. Sea will be a boil and I run to the moon. Moon will be a bleed and I run to the stars. Stars will be a falling. Oh, sinner man, now where are you gonna run to? Oh, sinner man, now where are you gonna run to? Oh, sinner man, where you gonna run to all on that day? won't you hide me, run to the Lord.
Lord, won't you hide me, run to the Lord. Lord, won't you hide me, all on that day.
Well, the Lord said, son of man, you ran too late. The Lord said, son of man, you ran too late. The Lord said, son of man, you ran too late, all on that day.
Satan, won't you hide me? I run to Satan. Satan, won't you hide me? I run to Satan. Satan, won't you hide me? No.
Satan said, sinner man, step right in. Satan said, sinner man, step right in. Satan said, sinner man, step right in. On that day.
Afford to let you go down the road. I think you ought to stay with us for tonight.
I hope that's it.
That was wonderful. And I'd call you back, except we just have so much. You see, we can just go on. And we haven't heard Evelyn and Bob Beers. They have delighted us all this time. They came all the way from St. Louis. They are from Montana to be with us with a wonderful ancient instrument, the psaltery. And I hope you'll have the opportunity to get close up to it and see him play it. He's really a virtuoso with it. Evelyn and Bob are folklorists with many facets. Musically, and it's a great honor to have them here.
Oh, the black cat fiddled in the white cat's eye, and the white cat said, "Don't blind me." Well, the black cat said, "You silly son, you shouldn't stand behind me."
I wanted to set the mood for the song that we're going to do. These are drinking songs, and I know that none of you drink, but you see, we come from Montana, and there's snow there all winter, and it's a couple feet deep out there right now, and there's nothing else to do in the winter. How many of you have heard the expression, Sweet Lucy? Have you ever heard that expression? You know what Sweet Lucy is? You ought to. It's a southern expression. That's wine. In Scotland, there is an affectionate term used for whiskey that's called Nancy. And this is a tune that is sung in Scotland called Nancy Whiskey.
Trouble. whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey is the devil, and the devil is Nancy Ann. Nancy Whiskey, wherever I go.
Come all you weavers, you Carlton weavers. Come all you weavers, where'er you be. Beware of whiskey, beware of Nancy. She'll ruin you as she ruined me.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey is the devil, and the devil is Nancy, and it's Nancy Whiskey, wherever I go.
Now, that's what is known as a war horse. All the folk singers here know that song, and anybody that sings folk songs knows Nancy Whiskey. Now, there's another song that's sung in Ireland. I'm an Irishman, you know. And also in Ireland, it's called Nancy.
Oh, when I met my devilish Nancy, I was young and I was chancy. On my breast I wore a rose, my cut was trim and fancy. Sing a tour-a-lack-a-day, sing a tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, I was rich and I was free, as straight and tall as any tree. And when my Nancy winked at me, I kissed her oh so tenderly. Sing a tour-a-lack-a-day, sing a tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, I did travel many a mile, and I did linger many a while, just to share the fond embrace and see the friendship of her smile. Sing a tour-a-lack-a-day, sing a tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. But Nancy would not mend or sow the field, she would not reap or mow. And though I loved her night and day, my children she would never know. Sing a tour-a-lack-a-day, sing a tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, when I met my devilish Nancy, I was young and I was chancy. Now I am a wiser man, no longer trim and fancy. Sing a tour-a-lack-a-day, sing a tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. But though I am a lonesome rover, travel all this wide world over, never could I find a maid to match my whiskey lover. Sing a tour-a-lack-a-day, sing a tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, tour-a-lack-a-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
The Country Cloggers from Tampa. It is an honor to have with us the Achocotee Lodge Dance Team, the Alachua Chapter Order of the Arrow. And if their leader will come forward, we'll move right on, because I want you to tell, aren't these costumes wonderful?
I'm Mr. Gathercole. I'm one of the advisors of the dance team. There are two of them here tonight, two others besides myself here tonight, and then the scout executive from our district. The dances that we will do tonight, the first one will be a challenge powwow dance. The powwow dance was the main dance that the Indians did at festivals, at any gathering. They always ended up with a powwow. The second dance will be an adoration snake dance. The snakes are live, but they don't bite. They're well trained for dancing. They're good dancers. I might add that the costumes that the boys are wearing are made by themselves. Each boy, in order to dance on the dance team, must hold a C average in high school. He must make his own costume. Some costumes have as much as 400,000 beads beaded on them. Now we'll start with the grand power.
area, it wouldn't be a folk festival if we didn't have some straw beating. I hope my straw beaters are all lined up over there and ready to go. Are you? Oscar Swales, Aubrey Fowler, Zeke Stevens. Are they there? Good.
Strawberries, number one.
Oh, here's Uncle Oscar from Old Bryan. Howdy. Zeke, you gonna beat the straws with him? We'll be mighty glad, Velma, if you and Fiddler Beers will step on here. Fiddle along, too. Was hungry and getting mighty anxious to go on down the road.
Last year was our first year at the Florida Folk Festival, and fortunately our family was able to come. We have been back as often in between time as we have been able to get back, so much, and it has affected my family so much excuse me, that my little girl, 5, has, from last May to this May, dreamt of coming before you and singing her folk song also. The costume that she has on is from North Carolina, from around Cherokee. My costume is from Hunger. Emery's going to sing Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
One, she's been saving.
Why?
This is my introverted son, David. He came along in case she forgot the words. Thank you.
It's a wonderful thing. I think you'd be so interested to know who these people really are, but I'm not going to tell you. My name is nothing extra, so that I shall not tell characterizes folklore. But they're wonderful. They're learning, and we hope they'll come up for our 4th of July celebration on the banks of the Suwannee. Stephen Foster's birthday, you know, is on the 4th of July, and we celebrate it as Independence Day and as the birthday of the great troubadour. Well, from Gainesville, here is the Walden family to entertain. A real honest-to-goodness country clogger. Introduce your young'uns, Cliff.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Selma. A real pleasure to be here again, as we always are, and we're real proud to be here. I guess we've got quite a few people from Gainesville. Anybody here from Gainesville?
Yeah!
Woo! We got a few here anyway. Well, this is the Redheads, of course, and if you were here last year, I know you saw them. And this on my left over here, this is Debbie. On my right, this is Lynn. He's the big show-off of the bunch. Kind of makes me feel bad, because it makes Debbie feel bad, too, because he gets more flowers than I do. Well, we know about two songs, and we'll sing one of them first, and then we'll sing the other one next. And I wanted to get a little bit early so I could tell you and make the title coincide with the name of the song. First one we're going to sing is entitled "The Shades of Night Was Falling Fast, But I Got a Pretty Good Look Anyway." We'd like to start off with an old timer, really, and this is an old timer called Mountain Music. One we know, now we'll sing the other one. And it's entitled, "He Didn't Like Her Apartment, So He Knocked Her Flat." No, really, this is a real old timer, and this is going to feature this one over here. And you'll have to get up a little closer, Hoss, so they can hear you, okay? Okay. This is going to feature Hoss mostly, and this is going to be a fine tune called Bill Bailey. Now I want you to really squall it out for him, all right?
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moaned the whole night long. I do the cooking, honey. I pay the rent. I know I done you wrong. Never had late evening. I threw you out. Nothing but a fine new coat. I know I'm glad, but
what? That applause is just like making love to an old maid. You just can't overdo it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you again. We'd like to do kind of a modern song now, and then I'll do a country clog tale, and we'll let somebody else in here, all right? We'll do a modern one. You all have to get close so y'all can do it. I'm going to do the screaming, and they're going to furnish the background on this one right here. This is a modern song. We should have recorded it, but we didn't. Okay, ready? Well, come on over, baby. Hold on, baby.
Here with us to delight us are the Beers, Fiddler Beers, and his lovely wife, Evelyn. And I think they're going to slip away from us a little while tonight, and so they asked to be on the program early, and we're delighted.
Jones was sitting on the bed. Telegram comes that Casey was dead. Hush your mouth, children, and hold your breath, 'cause we'll all draw a pension from Casey's death. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake Line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake Line. Now, there's another verse that Mrs. Jones didn't like very much. In fact, she sued the railroad or someone, maybe it was a newspaper, maybe some of my colleagues back here know the real story. This is the verse that was suppressed. Mrs. Casey Jones was sitting on the bed. Telegram comes that Casey was dead. Hush your mouth, children, and hold your crying, 'cause you got another papa on the Salt Lake Line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake Line. Casey Jones was a mighty runner. Was a mighty runner on the Salt Lake Line. Song I was going to sing, since I sang. Excuse me. Thank you for singing, by the way. It's fun to sing, and we all need to sing more. This is a very sad song. It's a song of a girl with a broken heart, like many folk songs. I'm sad and I'm lonely.